The Edmonton Rush just continue to roll up victories. They have won 11 straight. First pro team in Edmonton history to win 11 straight in one season. I guess up next for them, if they're looking for goals, is to match the longest winning streak in NLL history. They've had the best start to a season. The longest winning streak set by Rochester, 13 games. They could tie that this weekend. They play back-to-back. They're in Rochester, tough place to play on Saturday night. And then they are in Toronto Sunday afternoon to take on The Rock. Head coach and GM Derek Keenan joins us once again. Derek, you've had some convincing victories this season. I'm not sure you had any more convincing over the second-best team, Buffalo, than you did on Saturday night, 14-5.
Yeah, I thought we were pretty darn good. We were a little lethargic out of the gate, probably most of the first quarter, and then I thought after that we really took it to them with our speed and started, of course, in the defensive end. And I thought our attention to detail was excellent too, because we had real concerns about their transition game, and I thought we did a pretty good job of shutting that off. And and, you know, finding ways to win, and it seems in different ways every week. You know, the week before against Calgary, it was our transition game, and this week it was power play and 5-on-5 play. So, it was a real good effort for us. I thought we took it to them pretty good, I thought, for three quarters.
They barely had any offense in the first half. You're down 3-2 after the first quarter, Derek. I don't know. What was the adjustment you made in the second quarter? Because that's when you really took the game over. You outscored them 7-1 in the second quarter. They only had 14 shots at halftime.
I think it was more we were standing around a little bit too much, I thought, on defense, and we were actually giving them a fair number of opportunities. And I also thought that we turned the ball over a fair bit on offense. So we were a little more patient on offense. We drew some penalties as a result, and I think that was the key. But it always seems to start with our defensive group. When they play with energy and they take away time and space, which they did a great job of against Buffalo, the rest of the group seems to feed off that. And Aaron Bold made timely saves when needed. So it really wasn't a whole lot said. It was our leadership group that kind of took control of that after the first quarter. We didn't say a whole lot. I think they had a pretty good understanding that we weren't playing our best and we needed to just play a little bit harder and get our feet moving.
Derek Keenan, head coach and GM of the Rush, joins us. Derek, you know, that offense of Buffalo was pretty good, but your team speed defensively, what did you guys do to completely shut down one of their best players in Weinstein? He didn't get a point. I think that's the first time in his career he's gone pointless. Was there a specific thing you did against him?
Steinhaus?
Yeah.
We thought we had a pretty good idea how to we wanted to try and keep the ball on the stick as much as we could, which meant trying to take away the middle of the floor, take away his underneath pass, and double him and get him turned and double team him, and we felt if we did that he would become frustrated and then try to hang on to the ball even more, and that's what he did. So that was the game plan against him, is get him turned. He likes to go underneath, but we plugged that area up on him. We plugged the crease area up, and we ran a double team from above him, and, you know, it worked out extremely well. So it's just, you know, again, it's one of those attention to detail things I talk about with our guys. I mean, they were great. They certainly did exactly what we asked them to do on Steinhaus.
Looking ahead to this weekend, Rochester, is it a smaller barn? Are the dimensions in that rink actually smaller?
I think a little shorter. I think the width is the same, but I think it's one of those old style. It might be 190 as opposed to 200. It is a little bit shorter, I think. A tough place to play, but we've played well there in recent times. I mean, with the exception of the championship game, we've won a couple games there. And difficult place to play. They're a really good team. I watch them and. You know, one of the things that I think has been made our team successful this year is we're really patient, and, you know, we stick to our game plan and through thick and thin and make adjustments when needed. And I think particular on offense, we don't turn the ball over a whole lot, high turnovers, which quite often end up in your net. And we're patient. We're not afraid to run 30s down and roll the ball in the corner and get our defense on. And that's exactly what Rochester is. You know, they're really patient. They don't give up a lot of transition. They'll score goals late in clocks. You know, they draw a fair number of penalties because they go to the net hard, and they're a patient group. And, you know, I think that's one of the matchups that's kind of intriguing about it, is I think both of us are kind of that way.
What are you going to do in this back-to-back? You're in Rochester, I know, and then it's about a three-hour bus trip back into Toronto after the game Saturday night, and then you play Sunday afternoon, Derek. Are you planning on rotating guys in so you have two or three different guys not having to play back-to-back? What's your strategy?
We'll have that in our back pocket. I mean, we had that in the back of our minds last year when we did a similar back-to-back Buffalo to Toronto. It was the exact same thing. It was a Saturday night and a Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. With an hour less travel. Rochester's about an hour further than Buffalo. So, but we played really well on the Saturday night, and our guys, we're young too. I mean, you know, our guys seem to play better on day two. It'll depend on health. It'll depend on performance Saturday night. It'll depend on how Riley Lowen is going into this week. We haven't got a report yet on his situation. So, you know, we'll have our two extra bodies with us, and hopefully we will anyway with Lowen. Hopefully he's back. He's supposed to be back this week, but we haven't heard a final on that yet. So we'll just kind of play it, you know, as we go, and health-wise too. You know, if we come out of Saturday night healthy, if we play really well, then we may stick with the same lineup. And that's what we did last year. And as I said, it's not like we got a bunch of 35-year-olds out there. Plus, we got a young group, and they seem to play better on day two of back-to-backs.
Your offense, talk about Adrian Sorgetti and the impression he's made on you, likely going to stay in the lineup, I would think.
Yeah, it certainly gives the coaches the kind of problems that we want to have. You know, we asked him to do a job. I mean, we think he's more suited to a defensive transition role. However, he did on the weekend exactly why we drafted him. We knew he had versatility, that he could play offense. He has some skill. He has some speed. He's a strong kid. He set really powerful picks and went hard through the middle. And so he's just a really good guy to have. And, you know, we know that he can do a good job in the defensive end as well. So, you know, it gives us, you know, in fact, honestly, he kind of played the game the exact same way Lowen's played it this year. You know, with doing that dirty work and creating space for others and getting to the middle and taking advantage of his opportunity. So it was really like watching the same guy, which was really nice to see. And he's obviously paid attention to detail, and he did a good job for us. So, you know, he's going to be in his hometown this weekend, and hopefully we can get him in at least one of them, if not both.
Your goaltending situation, any thoughts on playing McDonald?
It'll be the same, I think, as we've done in the past. Okay. I mean, it was the same last year. We, you know, we'll see how Aaron feels. He's a young guy. He's, you know, he's only 28 years old, and he's real fit too. So if he feels good on Sunday and he played well on Saturday night, you know, we'd probably start him again. Having said that, I think if he's tired or, you know, not feeling it, then I have 100% confidence in Brody McDonald to put him in as well. And you know, getting to a situation where he's really earned that opportunity as well. He's played well when asked upon, and he's positive, and he's a real good backup for us, and a guy that we think can play at any moment.
And what's the update on Lowen? Will he play this weekend?
I haven't heard. He's scheduled for this weekend based on the reports from the last 2 weeks when he's been off, but I probably will hear Tuesday or Wednesday from the medical staff what his situation is. He was pretty good on the weekend. He practiced late with us without pads, but no contact yet, so we'll have to see him. One of the issues, we don't practice this weekend out here either, so just a shoot around on Saturday morning, so we'll have to see how he feels.
And I'm guessing when you're 11-0, Derek, there's really no reason to rush him back.
No, especially the way Sir Kenny played last week, you know, and as I said, He's from out here. He's a Whitby kid, and I'm sure he'd love to play in front of the family and friends. So, yeah, absolutely no reason to rush him back. And we got a tough schedule ahead of us with another back-to-back after next weekend. So we'll have to see how he feels and see what the doctors say.
Derek, you would tell me you've never won 11 straight as a coach. Obviously, it's a lot of fun. Do you look for different things each game to motivate this team? Or do you just say, boys, keep doing what you're doing?
Well, I don't know if we look for different things to motivate them. I think we look for different things against the team we're playing. Certainly, certain matchups and things that we need to do to have success and continue to get better in our part, the parts of our game that we work on. Motivation-wise, I think the guys are really self-motivated now. I think they got over a little bit of a hump with the record-breaking start of the season thing, and we played a little bit nervous, I thought, for a couple games. We got over that hump, and as I said in Calgary 2 weeks ago, we seemed to really refocus and dial it into the level, the intensity level we need to be at, and I felt the same thing on the weekend. Even after the first quarter where we were a little slow, the guys just kind of took the reins and said, let's get back to where we're supposed to be and what we're capable of. So, we just want to keep going. I mean, we've clinched the playoff spot. We've clinched the home playoff spot. Obviously the next on the list is to clinch first place in the West and potentially first overall. But it's just, let's see what this is our biggest hill to climb this weekend, without a doubt. I mean, a hard back-to-back in the East against good teams that play really well at home, and most of the team's traveling, so this is our biggest mountain so far, so we'll see how this weekend goes.
Well, Derek, continued success in back-to-back games Saturday and Sunday.
Thanks very much, Jason.